Hey y'all, today I want to talk about the power of vulnerability and the dangers of secret sin. And one of the quotes in my book says, being vulnerable opened the door for me to receive God's forgiveness for real this time, right? And I say for real this time because I struggle with that thing, y'all. Because I struggle with believing like, can God forgive someone after an abortion? I struggle with believing it. And so me, I would find myself every other day, every other week, every month, every time I heard a certain message, I would find myself like, Lord, forgive me, forgive me. I would ask for forgiveness for the same thing over and over and over again. Why? Because I didn't believe I had actually experienced true forgiveness. I didn't believe that I received it. But vulnerability. And when I talk about vulnerability specific for me, I'm talking about exposure. And so if you go and define vulnerability, it means the state or quality of being exposed to the possibility of being attacked or harmed, either physically or emotionally. Right? Vulnerability is not a weakness, but it is exposure. And that exposure could lead to emotional or physical harm or attack. Possibly. Okay? And so, when I'm talking about being vulnerable, I'm talking about exposing. I'm talking about the power of public confession. Because that was my story. I can only tell y'all what I know. What I experienced for myself. And my exposure, because I exposed myself, opened the door for me to heal and move forward. For some of you, that may not be your case, but I know for me, because that secret sin thing was so powerful and heavy on me, I knew that in order to expose secret sin, you have to confess. You have to make that thing public, right? And so exposing myself truly humbled my tail, y'all. But it allowed me to heal. It allowed me to move forward. It allowed me to break off certain mindsets. It allowed me to stop believing certain lies that I was believing. Because the truth of the matter is, sin thrives in secret. Sin thrives in secret. Sin continues to grow in secret. When you don't expose sin, you will realize that you will continue to struggle with that same sin. So if you find yourself dealing with or struggling with masturbation or pornography or, you know, things of that nature, lust, sexual sin. If you find yourself constantly dealing with that and you want to keep it secret, you'll begin to realize like, man, it's easier for me to keep engaging in this sinful activity because don't nobody know about it. Right? Even though you feel disgusted after the fact, you will continue to engage in it because there's no accountability. There's no exposure happening. And you don't really see the dangers of secret sin or unconfessed sin or unexposed sin. And so I want to talk to y'all a little bit about the dangers of secret sin. And one of them is it leads to death. A physical or spiritual death happens when we are in sin. Well, how do I know this? If you go to the scripture in John, is it in John? I'm finna try to find this. No. It's Romans. In Romans 6, I believe, it says the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. And so when you begin to think about that, now we know that when Adam and Eve sinned, they didn't experience a physical death, but they did experience a spiritual death that separated them from God. It separated them and they were kicked out of the garden, right? And so there's death that happens when you engage in sin. It's a consequence. It also separates us from God. Secret sin leaves an open door for the enemy. So I just talked about it, but you will find yourselves repeating sin, or you will find yourselves in iniquity when you are dealing with secret sin. And you're probably like, well, what you mean by that, Ebony? When you go and you, I have to pull it up on my phone because my internet or something is happening. I think all the power went out in our community. But there's a danger of secret sin, right? It leaves an open door for the enemy. And so you will find yourself constantly, because you haven't exposed that thing, or because you haven't dealt with that thing, you haven't gotten rid of that thing. Now you find yourself constantly struggling with that same sin, because there's an open door for the enemy to come in. It also paralyzes your potential. So you will realize that, man, when you're struggling with sin, it's hard for you to advance in the kingdom. When you're struggling with sin, it's hard for you to move forward. When you're struggling with sin, you find yourself stagnant. You find yourself delayed, because it literally paralyzes our potential. Even fear of exposure paralyzes you from reaching your full potential, because you're going to always walk around feeling like, man, do anybody know? I know. Trust me. I know. I never was able, when I was in ministry heavily, until I confessed that sin, I was not able to fully walk into what God had called me to, because I was too busy feeling like I was going to be a hypocrite. Secret sin also can cause delay and stagnation. I talked about that. It hinders our growth. And so there's no way that you can be growing spiritually while also in secret sin. You may believe that you're growing, but you will always come back to the thing of like, man, I feel like I'm in the same place. I feel like I should be further along by now. And you don't realize that it was that sin that you kept dealing with that you never addressed that had hindered your growth. It can also lead to broken relationships. It fosters deception, y'all. This is a whole one in itself. Secret sin fosters deception. It'll cause you to isolate yourself. Because when you're dealing with secret sin, you try to isolate yourself from anybody who carry the Holy Spirit, from anybody that's prophetic and can discern. You try to isolate yourself from everybody who you need to be around. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't want to be exposed. So you always, now you're not coming to church no more. Now you're not talking to your leaders no more. Now you're not going to your accountability partners no more. Now you making every excuse to why you can't do this, why you can't participate in this, why you shouldn't be doing this, because you are now trying to isolate yourself. It delays victory. So when you're trying to feel, man, I keep dealing with this. I keep struggling with this. I can't overcome in this area of my life. I keep falling in sin. I keep having sex with this boy. I keep masturbating. I keep watching porn. I keep doing all of these things, and I can't overcome this thing. It's because the sin is secret. Either you haven't told nobody, or you're telling all the wrong people. You telling the same person who also struggling with sin. What's the point of that? I used to beat myself up because I would be like, man, I'm married. I have a successful marriage by the grace of God. And I used to beat myself up and be upset at the fact that my single friends would not come to me regarding dating, relationship, and marriage advice. Because I would be like, here I am, a great model for this, but they keep going to their single friends to get the tea. And they not in relationships, or they not married, or they haven't figured it out. And I'm like, I never understood that. I'm like, why would they not go to the people who have figured it out? And it's the same thing when it comes about, when we're talking about like overcoming in certain areas, like how are you trying to fake confess to somebody who's struggling too in the same area you're struggling in? Of course, that person will be like, girl, it's okay. the Lord forgives you. There's grace. There's mercy. So you continue to use grace in an effort to continue to sin. Right? And so, but you keep telling this person, girl, I fell again. She's like, girl, me too. It's okay. Dumb. It's going to delay your ability to overcome because you're talking to the wrong people. You're talking to people who are going to continue to pat you on the back for your sin, who are going to continue to preach this false grace message, who are going to continue to tell you, girl, I failed too. That's why I remember I was having this conversation with someone a while ago, and I was like, man, it's really dumb when people tell you, like, man, I'm struggling with this. And then the person like, oh, me too, me too. So now y'all bonding over sin versus someone who has matured in that area or who have overcame in that area saying like, bro, listen, I used to deal with this. And let me tell you, it's dangerous. You need to deal with it. You need to overcome in this area. This is what you need to do. You need to pray. You need to fast. You need to change your environment. You need to do all of these different things. You need to confess it. You need to tell it to somebody who can hold you accountable. And you need to be willing to tell somebody before it happens. Like when a temptation arises, you need to have somebody in place that you can call to get you know what I'm saying? Your way of escape. Because it will literally delay you overcoming because you haven't addressed it. Secret sin also prevents us from true intimacy with God. It can lead to more sin. And it displeases God. Not only does it displease God, it also hinders your prayers from being answered. And so you're wondering like, Lord, why aren't you answering my prayers? Like, I don't know if the Lord hears me. Like, I don't know if I hear from him. And you trying to figure out all of these things. It's like, well, actually your prayers are being hindered because you are in secret sin. And it undermines your ministry. So if God has called you to a ministry of, you know, praise and worship, if he has called you to a ministry of whatever your ministry is, healing, deliverance, all of these things. If he's called you to pastor a church, if he's called you to lead a woman's ministry, if he's called you to play on an instrument, if he's called you to lead worship, if he's called you to be an intercessor, whatever that ministry is, if you are struggling with secret sin, it undermines your ministry. And you could be thinking, well, don't nobody know, so it ain't going to have no impact. It's going to have an impact on how you can confidently come up here and minister to the people. Also, for example, if you are in worship, because I used to do worship, if you are in worship and you're struggling with secret sin, as you begin to lead worship, you don't realize that spiritually it can impact the audience. It can impact your secret sin. It could literally impact other people. And like, I just saw this picture of like this, I had to do Greek mythology in high school, and there was these, in Greek mythology, you will hear about like these sirens, and these sirens, they had this beautiful voice or whatever, but their voice, their sound, their music was like an instrument of like deception and all of these things. And it would like draw the men in, right? Like a Jezebel spirit, right? And you don't realize that you over here worshiping, but there's a spirit of lust being projected because that's what spirit you carry. And so it's a danger, and it doesn't just impact you. And I think a lot of times we think that our secret sin only impacts us. It impacts our ministry. It impacts our testimony. It impacts the timeliness for us to overcome. It impacts other people. If you don't address it, it will impact your children. And you have to be careful about that. And so for me, what I found was I couldn't give anyone, y'all. I couldn't give anyone, not even God, 100% of me. Because I was too busy trying to hide parts of me. Does that make sense? When you're in secret sin, you'll find yourself hiding. And I already told y'all that one of the dangers of secret sin is that it hinders your intimacy with God. It causes you not to be intimate with God because you want to hide, you want to run away because you think he's this unmerciful God who's going to just punish, judge, and all of these things. And yes, he is a He is a judge, right? And so for me, I couldn't even give God my 100%. I couldn't serve him fully. I couldn't do these things fully because I was too busy trying to hide parts of me. And so after I decided to abort, I tried to find every excuse for making such a decision. I tried to think back to childhood. I told y'all this story. I was finding all the excuses. I was trying to figure out what got me into this situation. And like I said before, this, it led me nowhere. That free will thing, it leads you nowhere when you choose the wrong one. And so the ability to freely choose, also coupled with believing the lies of the enemy and not truly knowing myself, led me to the decision to abort. And then I found myself hiding. And so we have to make sure we're thinking about these things. And in the next episode, I'll talk about hidden versus hiding. And we're going to get into one of the scriptures that I've been super excited to dig into with you guys. It's so powerful. I talk about it in my book and I want to share it with you all. So I will see y'all in the next episode. Bye.